Here's what you need to know with Amy Drew.
Where are we heading, Amy?
Morning. Well, we're heading to the pub and we're not checking in at every pub.
Thank God.
How frustrating has that been?
I went out Friday night and I think we went to about 3 or 4 locations. Mm. Every single one I had to recheck in, re-enter details. It's annoying.
And if your partner's even slower than me, as in my wife, it takes forever. You're going, what are you doing? Give me that. She's
We used to line up to get into places, you know, you pay your $10 cover charge to go to the cool nightclubs.
What's a cover charge?
Now you've got
to
line up just so that you can fill in the QR code. Yeah.
It's like, and it gets trickier after a few rosés. You're putting in your address.
Not anymore, right?
Not anymore. State government has launched this new Check-In Queensland app. So basically all pubs and clubs and restaurants and cafes, once they register, you'll just scan a QR code like we've been doing, but instead of filling out all your details, every single time you'll just click one little tick.
Amy, I'm being told by nearly a person who I know in every single state in Australia, we're 4 months behind. Why did this take so long?
I'm not too sure.
Stupidity.
I think given the borders, it's probably more of just a priority thing for the state government. This was, a really slow rollout. It has been trialled since December. So maybe they were just doing a few tighter trials in the other states. But it seems to have been doing really, really well elsewhere.
How sad is the world when you're excited about a QR code coming out? Like, how good's this?
How long are we going to have to do this for? That's what I want to know.
Until
everyone's
vaccinated?
Will it actually ever end?
Well, hold on. Can you just... When I first saw the story, I thought, righto, they've got our details. They now know where we are all the time. But they're deleting... What?
After 56 days, they'll delete. So all you're putting in there is your name, address and your mobile number. They will stay in Queensland, only be retained under Queensland data. And then, after 56 days, it'll be out. But it's all just for contact tracing to make it easier.
I'm happy for my details to be sold if I get a cut. Sell it off to advertisers. Just pay me a dividend.
That's not bad.
How much would you take?
How much would I? $5.
Yeah.
$5. Just my first beer.
$5 every time.
Yeah. That's true. If you sign up, you get a beer.
Yeah.
Well, 10% off. I'll pitch that to a Palaszczuk. We're on Cycling Watch again in far north Queensland. There's a tropical low that's about 300 k's east of Cairns, and there is a really good possibility that's going to form into a category 1 cyclone, could be category 2. Still a bit of ifing around whether it will make landfall. Bureau is checking on that. But if it does turn into a cyclone, it's going to be called Nyrin. Cyclone Nyrin.
My new favourite thing since I almost nearly died at Peel Island a couple of weekends back is checking Willie's weather. And I've just checked the wind in Cairns. 70 kilometres it's going to be on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
What's that, Marto, mean?
What does it mean? It means
it's
going to...
Is that a lot?
What does that feel like?
That's don't take the boat out.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, but don't
listen,
do your hair.
For surfers, so just so everyone does know, today, tomorrow are going to be pretty hot, and then the wind turns around to southeast, and that's the bottom end of this cyclone.
Yep.
Big surf from about Wednesday or Thursday at the points.
Absolutely nasty.
How about the name Nyrin? Like, they're really getting to some more...
We run names on it.
Cyclone Matt and Dave was a long time ago.
Bring back Dave.